Chof Pei Sivan, Toshin Pei Vov, Rav Avram Moshe Lumpin Shlita. Just one second, please.
Sunday, as I think about the Shabbos, you can see the slaves to be ready for the Shi today already, so early. This week's Sedra is Parsha Shlach. Because it says, Kilim Anushim, Hushim and I Yisrael Haim, which is Rashi, Yidush and Chashiva, is for us to Shu, Kishayim Hoi. So the Forshim ask, how could it be Shayim hoi o tzadikim, how would a nishl in this chet of the chet of Maraglin, the Eibush that gesuch to Eretz, to Eretz, to Eretz, to Eretz, to Eretz, how could it be a nushim chashim, so be nishl in this chet of the speaker of Baba Tzruhe, and to say, not to believe the Eibush that he will come to Tzruhe. There's a pshat from many mefarshim, all down from the Chnisha Rim, all down from the Tzir Shloime, was the free Ben Zerur, the same pshat. They were in the Midbar. The Midbar, they ate lechem and Hashemayim. They had no gashmis to be busy with. Nothing was growing. And they had a Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. They come to the school, they have to be oisik in plowing, in sowing, and the whole of the mom and Hashemayim will finish. They start eating lechem and Uretz. They were scared. They go to the school and they become gashmistic people. And yish and yishir and yinot, eret zuz chul and zvash, the better the school is, the more the shoyness of gashmis. So they wanted to stay there, they had a legia to see the bottom at the school, that the school is too magician. To stay in the midmah, to serve a chudish bonchi. And what's the tech, what was the chet? They had a good kahuna. A person has to do roots in a boire. A person does not make his own calculations. You think that's better. If Hashem says it's the time to go to Tetzisruel, and to be oisik in Gashmias, to eat Gashmias to bread, that's the roots of the boiler. Okay, we know the Irish got a lot of Maluchim in Shemai. The Irish wanted to give the Torah on this earth, on this world, where we have Gashmias, but the circle is working with Gashmias. So this was a lot of Pshat, the Chisharim, and the Shloime and the Belzerum say in the town, the Chet of the Maraglim, although they were very big people, they miscalculated, they thought that it's better to stay in the Midbar, because Sir Kunshmurche better. You know what Abod Hashem is? Hashem said that that's the Shul, that's Ruz Naboyre, to Sir Kunshmurche Davke, with Gashmias. So the Belzerum says, that's what we find, straight after the Chet of the Maraglim, the Torah arrives in the midst of Chalem, of Chushes Chalem. And Rashi says that challah is different than all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs was only started after 14 years of kibush v'chilik. It took 7 years to conquer this world, and it took 7 years to split it to chalizam all the places we need to live in. Only after 14 years of kibush v'chilik, it's all the mitzvahs were. But challah and mechira straight away. Me'achem on the uretz. Rashi says this mitzvah's challah is different. Why tak is different? Why is challah different? Because challah, by taking challah, you bring a condition to the lechem. The lechem is a gashmistic lechem. But since you make the mitzvah of challah, the challah makes the lechem and the uretz become heilig. Because it has the mitzvah of challah, pushes challah, it leaves a condition on the chilim. That's why, because the Maraglim thought of eating the lechem and the uretz, it caused them to be involved in the Pesach. It says no. The Maraglim and the uretz, as soon as you come to the Tetzisruel, is a mitzvah of pushes challah. And by the mafri shchala, the big condition, even the gashmis to get bread, and don't be scared, the bread will bring you down to gashmis. But this you can understand, you find the Torah, Vayikru Moshe Lehoshaya Benin Yehoshia. Why do you call him Yehoshia? Says Rashi, he added a yid, Ko Yeshayahu Matzas Maragdim. Hoshaya. If you add the yid, you can say Ko Hoshaya. Hashem should help you with the spell of Yeshia that shouldn't become Nimshech after the Meraklin. So why pick the Shem Yid Kai? Kol Yeshiach, Matas Mark, my pick the Shem Yidkai. Rashi says in Pashas Bereishis, V'hi Borom, Gash Mishti Gwil was created with the Hai. Oy Baruch created with the Yid, Ki Beko Hashem Tzir Oy Lomim. The two Olumas, Oy Lom Abu, and Oy Lom Azeh, we created with the Shem Yid and Kai. Yid is Oy Lom Abu, and Kai is Oy Lom Azeh. The Meraglim, they fell on the stay, they on the stay in the Midmah. Like being Oy Lom Abu. Mechon HaShemayim, Moshe Rabbeinim, no Gashmias. They wanted to be built so much more only with the Yid. So Moshe Rabbeinim says, Kol Yashiach, he added the Yid to the Kai, to say that you have to have both worlds. Oy Lom Abu, no Oy Lom Azeh. If you understand that the Indian of Kibbutz Kor, Hashem Tziv Olomet, and there's two Olomets, Oy Lom Abu, with Oy Lom Azeh. And the whole task of this world is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oilam Azeh, to be Oisik in Gashmias, and in the Gashmias to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, call to understand the connection of the Yid and the Kain, that will help you with Asas Meraglim. We find it in the Ibn Isik Tanya Yoris. Tanya Yoris writes, on the Pusik, the Ikrim Oishel Oishai, the Ibn Yoishia, says Tanya Yoris, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the great humbleness, the Anivus of Yoishia, so he called him Yoshia. What's the connection? Because he saw him being humble, that's why he called him Yoshia. And where do we see that he was humble? So again, we find the trap of many Mephoshim. The Chidr, the Ba'ai and Mesuda, Perish of Rashi, and what is Yisroel and the Eshmezru, same trap. Last week's Sedra, we learned in the Parsha, that when Moshe Rabbeinu separated the 70 Zekainim, so two of the Zekainim, they didn't want to go out. They stayed in the Machne, Elder than Maidot. And it was saying Nevi'ah. What was the Nevi'ah, says Rashi? Moshe Mes, the Yeshia Machnes. They said the Nevi'ah, the prophecy, that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be lifted, and Yeshia is going to take him to Eretz Yisroel. Yeshia heard that. He came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, please, Kalua, two truth will come. Make sure they should seize, or Kalua put him into prison. How come they're saying this? Say against you, Moshe Rabbeinu? They were saying good for Yeshia. Moshe Mes, Yeshia Machnes. So we see, since Yeshia didn't like the Leviah, we see his humbleness. He was humble. He didn't want to be to hear that he's going to be the Rebbe. He wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to stay the Rebbe. And they knew that as soon as the Eden came to the school, Moshe Rabbeinu would be nifted. If they stay in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu will stay the Rebbe. So Moshe Rabbeinu was scared that Yeshia, because he's humble, that he wants him, Moshe Rabbeinu, to stay the Rebbe, maybe he'll fall for the idea of the Meraglim. Tonight, they shouldn't go into Eretz Yisroel, they stay in the Midbar, and Moshe Rabbeinu should stay the Rebbe. So no, Yeshia, Zechi believed the greatness of Eretz Yisroel, but since he saw he's humble, and he wants Moshe Rabbeinu to stay the Rebbe, maybe that will cause Yeshua Nagia to agree to the Meraglim. Tonight, to stay in the Midbar, so we have to down, call Yeshua Matzah's Meraglim. The Shem Shmuel says, we find two sort of humble people. We find the normal humble person, the person who's humble, it's hard for him to stay strong with his own view, because he's humble. So you have 10 Meraglim saying that the school is no good, and Yeshia should argue, should stand against, with a firmness against the 10 Meraglim. Somebody who's humble, it's very difficult. But that's only if somebody is humble, he sees his chesroinus, he knows that he's not strong, he's got a weakness. If the humbleness is a weakness, then he can't stand strong against those who love you. The truth is, a person should be humble a different way. By realizing how Hashem does all the tovus for him, and how great Hashem is, and how he has the schus to serve Hashem, humbleness should be that he's both in the Eibishter. Not humbleness, I'm not worth anything. Humbleness, if humbleness comes from the inner of a godless avoyer, realizing godless avoyer, then you're strong. Moshe Rabbeinu was Udo Mekaruto. Moshe Rabbeinu realized that he's Mivcha Abriya. Moshe Rabbeinu realized that he gave the Torah of Klal Yisrael. He knew his greatness. He knew his as a Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. He was a Melech. He used to blow the trumpets for him. See, how is it possible he should be Udo Mekaruto? The tense of the humbleness of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the humbleness of weakness. It's the humbleness of realizing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more you realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more humble you are. Like the Moradayim says, Yesh Le'emune, somebody who's got 100 pounds, no, it's a Messiah, what's 200 pounds? Somebody who's got 200 pounds, what's 400 pounds? The greater, the more money you have, The more sugi you have to, I want to have more. Some of you have got a million, you might have 2 million. Some of you got 200, you got like a million. The more you have, the more you want to have more. That's a tailor. It's a rochnius. Forget it. Basically, the more a person understands rochnius, person can learn chemish, wants to know Rashi. He learns Rashi, wants to know Mishnais. He learns Mishnais, wants to learn Gemura. He learns Gemura, wants to learn Zoya. The more you learn, the more you realize as sugyas, you want to have a book bigger as sugyas. Moshe Rabbeinu was so great, so he was more humble, because he realized how great the Torah is, and how much it's like for the kids of the Torah. The more he realizes, the more great you are, the more humble he can be, in a sense of bittik and aibishna. So, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Yeshia is humble. Moshe Rabbeinu was scared that his humbleness could be from weakness. So it says in Shema Shmuel, that's why he added the need. Yid would know his Muhammad's on Chochma. As it says in Rashi in the Torah, Oz Yushe Moshe, Yushe Ule Belibo. He thought the same. Yid is always Chochma. He added the Yid to the Hoshaya. That his humbleness shouldn't be humbleness of weakness. A humbleness of Chochma of realizing the kids of the Torah, the kids of the Eibishter. And then, although it's humble, it won't be a humbleness of weakness, but a humbleness of Birkin the Eibishter, that he's sure that he'll be able to be in a Tzayach, the Merakhlin. Pusik says, Vayumen yemai bekirai anovim. Vayumen yemai bekirai anovim. Arizal says, that the mitzvah of bekirim is a tinkling of the head of the Meraglim. The Meraglim, they spoke against at the school. So the Yid after the second head of the Meraglim, they bring bekirim, which is both the second meaning of the school, they bring the schwacher at the school. So it says Reb Nachum Zender, Hashem Yichum Dumo, it was Chol Levrochem, Gvalt Gigua, Reb Nachum Zender, the Gerin Chusin, it was killed by the Varsha Ghetto, Reb Nachum Zender, Gvalt Gigua, Gimei. Reb Nachum Zender says, we find the Mishnah, and Bekirim says, Udam Yoyren Vesoch Sadai, a person goes into this field, the Roya Nesi is Ta'ayne Shebech, says Rashi, but the Mishnah carries on, the Roya Eshkoy Shebeke, he sees grapes, and he sees Rimoy. The Mishnah brings three examples. The example of the Einen, the example of the Blumen, the example of Rimon. Why? The same meaning. Why is the Talmud specifies these three meanings of the Einen and the Blumen and Rimon? Because these three meanings were brought from Tzesur, the Rangel brought these three meanings from Tzesur, because people should know Tzesur. They brought Eshel and Blumen and the Einen and Rimon. And since we say that the mitzvah of Mekirim comes to be the second, the head of the Meraglim. The Meraglim, they spoke against the Tzitzur, the Mitzvah Mechirim bring the Shrach at Tzitzur to be with Shabbat, the Eibishter, with the Tzitzur. So the Mishnah Meramas dafke these three meaning of the Einen, and the Anuvim, and Rimoim, which dafke these three meaning of the head of the Meraglim to be the second. The famous Kasha in the Forshim ask, in this week's sample, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Yidin, to the Meraglim, I want you to know, who's a key in warfare? Are they strong people? Or are they weak people? How can you see? Says Rashi, give a simmer. If they live in Mitzurim, in towns with big choymers, then you know that they're weak. They have to have the security of the big choymers. But if you see them live in Oprah with no Mitzurim, no choymer, then you know they're strong. And the Pasha carries on, and the Pasha says, the Rashi came along, they said, Efes ka'azom. We see they're very strong. Hayoshev Olay. Efes azom yishleim. Ve'urim betzias gdoyus void. They say they're very strong. And they had great betzias. Ve'urim. Efes ka'azom yishleim. We see it's a very strong nation. Ve'urim betzias gdoyus void with big forts, big choymas. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu said that if they have strong force, that's a symbol that they're weak. So the question is, how can it be the source of Moshe Rabbeinu's symbol? So the point of text is, a person's got an iron rule, even if he sees the best proof for good, he'll see bad. That's the push of text. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu gives them a symbol. If you see strong, big forces, then you should know they're weak. You mach shema of the Iranians, they say they have this, they have that, they're weak, yeah? That was also a ganzen zu brechen. Bahai, Umay. Bish Mashiach, Bahai. As soon as the person who shows off, can be the care, can be in the sweetness. Somebody who doesn't show off, he doesn't have to prove, does not prove himself, is strong. That was the similar Moshabah. They come along, they say, we see they're strong because they have great faults, being for care. So the Pushim came and says, well, somebody's got an eye horror, eye who. He wants to speak Lushin Horror. He puts on black sunglasses, whatever he sees is black. He sees the biggest proof of good, and he'll see him, he'll be in denial, he'll see bad. That's Pushim Shat. But it's a Pshat that the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi got a more, a Pshalomdish Pshat. Chacham Tzvi. He says, Azoy, we find a stira in Rashi. Whoever learns Rashi, which Rashi knows is a famous stira. The first Rashi in the Torah. The Torah says, why did the Torah start with Bereishis? Why did the Torah start tells the story of Bereishis? Says Rashi, Ma se yudah deirik la'amoy, du sayes lo hem nachlas goyi. The Irish wanted to answer the town of the Goy. The Goy will say, you stole at the school. At the school belonged to us, to the Knane. And you stole it. So Hashem said, I created the world, I gave it to who I wanted, I took it away from the Knane, I gave it to me. Says much from this Rashi, that the school belonged originally to the Knane, and he took it away from them after Fa'enfuzach, why took it away? The same thing was the this week's Sevre. The Rashi brings this week's Sevre. The Chemron Sheva Shunem Nivnesu, the Fnai Tzor Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, doesn't mean that Chemron was built before Mitzrayim. Because it can't be the Chom who built Chemron for his younger child should build it before Mitzrayim was an older child. It means Seder was better. Shem Shemisah was nicer. It was a better land. It doesn't mean it was built first. So who built Chemron? Chom. Who was Chom? Knan. So it belonged to Knan. It seems that Shem belonged to Knan. Because it says Chom. We know that the Rashi says in Parshas Lech Lechu, that Knan in Osbu, which is Rashi, the land was given to Shem, and Knan stole it. So it's Mamash Estira in Rashi. Frank the Mazruch in Kasha. Estira, who did the Sru belong to? According to the first Rashi in the Torah, according to the Rashi this week said, this Mamash belonged to Chom. It was given to Chom, and he took it away from Chom. But the way we learn in Parshat Lech Lechu, it was given to Shem, and Knan took it away. And then it was returned to the Shem. So it's Estira. Says the Mazruchi, it's two shittas. Two mauch. A machloikis in the Medrusha. One man the shows that was given to Shayim, and then Knan stole it, was given back to Shayim. And one man that was given to Shchom, and then he received it. Says Haratzvi, this was the dispute between Moshe Rabbeini and the Meraglim. Somebody builds a land, and his strong person, there's no need to make a big mitzvah for Shemaim. No need to make a strong choyma. Fault. No need. But supposing somebody who's weak builds the land. And he makes a fault. And somebody else conquers his land. Will he break the faults? He'll break the faults. Although he is strong, he'll leave the faults. So Moshe Rabbeini, that was given originally for Shayim. The way we learn. It was given for Shayim. For the Eden. Maila, how come there should be here faults? If the Mishamayat Gehalten, again, Mishamayat Gehalten, as the land was given, okay, the land was given to Knan. The Knan got it. Maila, if they build faults, it must be the weak. It was given for Knan. And they build faults. So you see, they're very Shvach nation. Mishamayat Gehalten was given to Knan. And then the Yidin took it away, like the first Rashi in the Torah, it was given for Knan, and the Yidin conquered it. So, Knan was the original builder of Eretz Yisrael. Why did they build forts? It must be the Shvach. But the Meraglim on Gehalten Vakeh, it was given to Shayim, and maybe Shayim was Shvach. Shayim built forts, and then Knan conquered it. So since Knan conquered the land from Shayim, there's no raya, the forts, on the weakness. So the Machloek is between Moshe and the Meraglim, if the faults are a proof of a weakness, depends who it was given to. If it was given originally to the Knan, it was always theirs. And so it was always, they built it. Only then he even conquered it, but it was always theirs. So why did they make big faults? Must be the Shvach. And the Meraglim on Gehalten that was given to Shayim. And Shayim maybe built the faults because he was Shvach. But then Knan conquered the faults, it wouldn't break the faults. It says, the Omar was very strong people, who were either, they're very strong, and they conquered the faults from Shayim. Das ist mir jetzt noch rein der Schwach. Das ist mir noch ein Ziel, ein Bescheid. Na, auch noch ein Sech, zum Seufe hier in der Schirr. Wir haben nach dem Dumme, du sei einig, zum Seufe, in der Royal Family. Ja, auch noch ein Sech, was soll ich, zum Seufe, so muss er auch zum Seufe. At the end of this parasha, it says the parasha of the Mekoshish. And the parasha is Vahi, Vahi B'nai Yisroel B'midbar. You learn the Midbar, Vahim Tzi Ish Mekoshish Eitzim B'yoyim HaShabbos. And then after the Torah writes the parasha of Tzitzis. What's the connection, many before should say, what's the connection between the parasha of the Mekoshish, who was over Mechal HaShabbos, and he made a vayim on Shabbos and he was killed, with the parasha of Tzitzis. So first, before I say the word of Samsoif, I'll make my word of the Klai Shia, and then we'll say the word of Samsoif. It's a medrash plier. A medrash plier, shver, like a thought of medrash. Shol yes Rebbe. They asked Rebbe, Mekoshish mi hoi, who was Mekoshish? Who was he? The Torah doesn't say who he was. Who was this Mekoshish? So the Rebbe said back to him, what did you do? What was the sin? What was the sin of the Mekoshish? So we find two views in the Gemara. One of them holds that he was Ma'avir, Dalit, Alas, Moshe Sarabim. One of them holds that he was Toilish. He made this a Toilish. So the Chum answered, Toilish. Oh, he was Toilish? I'll tell you the answer. He was Tzalafchot. That's the Medrash. He was Tzalafchot. Tzalafchot was one who was Mekoshish. Didn't say a Toilish who was. The Chachi was now a Tzalafchot. The Gemara didn't say who it was. So the Talmid asked forever, who was Mekoshish? And he says, what did he say? Toilish. Not that Dabbas. Oh, if so, it's Lachl. What's the connection? What's the difference? What the sin was to reveal who he was. That's the Kashav of the Fosh. Says the Pnei Shia. We find the Pnei Shia says, Vayim and Ayasuba Midbar. They were in the Midbar, and they found a person being a Koshish. Well, we know they were in the Midbar. Why do they have to write, they were in the Midbar, and they found a Koshish. Everybody knows that we're still in the Midbar. So the two shooting. If you learn the chet was Dalat Avos Moshe Sarabim, says the Racham HaKudosh, a midbar isn't a Moshe Sarabim. A midbar is a place where no people walk, there are not 600,000 people every day in the midbar. Only when the Yid went in the midbar, then it was a Moshe Sarabim, says the Yemur and Shabbos. Normally a midbar isn't a Moshe Sarabim, it's only a Karmelis. But only when the Yid were in the midbar, there were 600,000 people in the midbar, that called to be a Moshe Sarabim. So according to that pshat, if the chet was the chet of Dal Hamzah Sarabim, then that's the start of the Yim and I saw the Midbar. Since the Yim with the Midbar, that meant to the Sarabim. My name, the Yim says, because the person was over Dal Hamzah, really the chet. If you learn Toilish, if you learn there was no, it's a Toilish book. After the big coats of the earth, what's the shyness we win some of the Midbar? So that some of us learn pshat, normally nothing grows in the Midbar. There's no growth in the Midbar. Says the Hebrew in the Midbar. Then the water of the Ba'ayin fertilized the earth, and the dead was growing. It's Shad Chetel Mekosh of Kotz. As we learned, the Chakosh. There's Milov Shad. If you learn that there was Toilish, so why does it say there was the Midbar? There's always Toilish. If there's a Shagabit, you have to say the Midbar. If there's anyone Toilish, what's in the Midbar? Sind forschen wird also in Toises Reis wo was zu Lofrod hat a Kavula Shem Shemayim. Why is Lofrod Michal Shabbos? It was a Tzadik Lofrod. Why is Michal Shabbos? He knew that since the Chefer Meraglim, the Yidin had a desire to stay in the Midbar. He might think, if it's been 40 years, there's no need to keep the Torah. Why? Because Rashi writes in the Farsh of Kishma that the main mitzvahs are Netzesur. We, God, the mitzvah, the chesed, the rest, give us a koyer, Hashem will help us, be in Etzesruel, we'll continue the mitzvah, it's not toyer. But in the Rashi writes, it's the whole achun of Etzesruel. So the Yid might make a mistake and think, since we're anywhere in the middle of 40 years in the Midbar, long time to Etzesruel, there's no way to keep the toyer. So now for when, the Hal Shabbos, the intention to be killed, the Yid should see there's no monkey business, you have to keep Shabbos. As if it's a toyer, it's more master. And what was the head of Tzalafchot? So the klal is, meluche she'ayin tzlicha megifa, I make a meluche, I make a hole, on Shabbos, a pit, I don't need a pit, I don't understand. Meluche she'ayin tzlicha megifa, it's not as much as the reise. Meluche she'ayin tzlicha megifa. So somebody says, he burns a wood, doesn't need the eifa, wenn du sagst, was kaputt gebürnet, nicht für die Eifel, das Bock kommt reißt, das ist auch nicht mehr wohl. Meluche, ist ja einzige Lied, das ist die Meluche, das ist auch nicht für different reasons. So hier, bei der Meluche, noch für die Lied der Meluche, kann dahin, hier, schon lernen von da, was schau, was ist bei Sevier. So, wir wollen, rief hier, but since the best didn't know, the best killed it. Bei Emerson, schon mal, ich wollte bei der Eifel, weil die Meluche, ist ja einzige Lied, I didn't need, wie man auch da was, I didn't need to make toilish, it was only to teach the Yidin, the Chimra of Shabbos, so it was Putin. The person didn't know, so they killed him. Kinto says the same before the Pshat, the Chidda brings the Pshat. But even after the Midmah, if you learn Pshat, that was Toilish, you can't learn the Pshat. It comes to teach you the Midmah, the midst of the violin. If the Indah Damas, you have to have the Midmah to make that violin, because only the people lived there, it was Machsra. You learn Toilish, what's the Shas for Midmah? Because they were in the Midmah, they might think there's no mitzvah to keep Shabbos. That's why it's a love friend. It was Mechal Shabbos. It depends on two pshutim, what the Avayin was to understand the task of even Midmah. If the Avayin was Rishzarabim, the Midmah can tell you that's why it's Rishzarabim. If the Avayin was Toilish, the Midmah can teach that it was Shabbos Shemayim. He was Mechal, only because of the Midmah, he wanted to teach the Yidin Shabbos. That's from the Midrash. They ask him, what's the Avayin? Who was the Mekoshes? Who was the Mekoshes? One minute, what was the Avayin? Meaning, if the Avayin is a Shrabim, and the Midbar means that since he was the Midbar, it was a Shrabim, maybe it wasn't a Shemak, maybe it was a real Avayin. Which Avayin was it over? If it's a Shrabim, I can't tell you. Not as a same Shrabim, it's a Avayin. If it's a Shrabim, then the Midbar could teach you that because they were the Midbar, it's a Shrabim. I can't tell you who it was, it's a Shrabim. Oh, it was Toilish! I was Toilish, come to us. Why is my Midbar? Why is my Midbar? The teacher, because of the Midbar, he had the Zil Shem Shemayim. Aye, Shem Shemayim. I'll tell you who it was. He was Salafra. That's what put a pleish here. Come to us, the Emerson of Salafra had intention of Shem Shemayim. Says the Heilig Sam Soifer. And this is the Hemshah of the Parsha. Why do we have tzitzis that on Arab campus, says Rashi, corresponding to the four Lashons of Ge'ile, the Tzaisi, the Tzalti, the Ge'alti, the Lekachti, and then there's another choice, the Habaisi. Come, there's a Surah. Why, says Rashi, only by four campuses is there mitzvah of tzitzis. Not by three, and not by five. Someone makes it on five, there's only one toisin. Why after four? The four are showing us. Why not five? Maybe five as well. Well, it says, the Tzaisi, the Tzalti, the Ge'alti, the Lekachti, the Habaisi. Why only four campuses? Since I'm sorry for, if we'll say if we will bring five choices, or we'll have five, we will think that the mitzvahs are only annoying, the Habaisi, because that's a school, then it's a mitzvah. The Tzaisi, the Tzalti, the Goalti, the Lukachti, the Habaisi, then we keep the mitzvahs. That's a mistake. Even the Gulas was keep the mitzvahs, even the Midrash was keep the mitzvahs. We daf can only bring four choices, and daf can only have four tzitzis, tell you even that we're not yet the Habaisi. Even we're not yet to school, there's still a chiyuv mitzvah. Ma'ile is very good. After the chatan, after the mekoshes, we want to reinforce the yin, the Shem Shemayim, that even the midbar, when we're not yet to school, there's still a chiyuv mitzvah of Shabbos. That was the Shem Shemayim of Tzlachon. That's why we were. They are four tzitzis, a four campus. Why four campus? The teachers that even there only four shows of Gilead. And before the Habaisi, there's still a chiyuv of mitzvahs. That's the fourth mitzvah, not five. And I wish to help them, and I'm saying, I'm of the Habaisi, to the Gilead Shalai, and I'm high of my own.
Ja, ja. 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 Ja, ja.